He makes
my skin.
It is
crawl.
It's a very creepy thing.
It's a very wow.
But like, do you okay?
What is
so
creepy about conveying masculine qualities?
Bruh, I think that's
just, wait, you should exude that naturally. That shouldn't be a thing you're planning on exuding.
Okay, I.
This podcast is sponsored by Austin Summers Academy, the complete dating system that shows you step-by-step how to get women into your life during 8 weeks of high-impact mentorship. Link in description. And this podcast is now available on iTunes, Spotify, CastBox, and YouTube. Wherever you may be listening, enjoy. So let's give some background for this podcast. Kirill is here, also known as the Slut Whisperer, is a nightlife photographer and party promoter based in New York City. He's known for his controversial social media posts and for inventing the champagne facial. He's had his Instagram deleted more than anyone else on the platform for posting bobs and vagina, but as well for saying controversial things that go against the big tech leftist narrative. Consequently, his brand Slut Whisperer blew up. He and I both make money in ways that are different from the norm. Him through throwing parties and selling controversial merch that slaps SJW culture of America in the face, and me through doing dating coaching. So how did I meet him? Well, I trolled under a few of his posts and then he randomly put this up. We later talked in the DMs and I sent him some pictures I had taken in his daddy hat merch with some girls I was seeing. He was intrigued and decided I should be the first guest on his podcast. Now, keep in mind, this podcast was recorded back in early 2018, so some things and some ideas of mine have shifted since then, but overall, everything else is the same. Enjoy.
Oh, so here's the thing. A few days ago, I, like, made fun of this kid on Instagram. Mm-hmm. His name is Austin. He, like, tried to hurt me, and then I hurt him back, whatever. And then I started looking at his shit, and he's a dating coach. He's like 17 years old. He's a dating coach. His name is Austin Summers. Mm. Austin, and I was like, I really want to know what this kid has to like say.
I went on his profile.
Oh, I looked at his testimonials.
Yeah.
Are like Indian dudes being like, oh my God, thank you. I can talk to girls. It's like, dude.
Show bobs. Open vagina. She opened her vagina for me. I went on his page and it looks like he just visits sexual tourism countries and has sex with a bunch of whores.
Really?
Yeah. He went like Thailand and like, where else was he? Colombia. Like those are big sexual tourism countries.
Okay. So you did more research than we did.
Oh, this totally. Is
way more research than we did.
I looked at his geotags.
Let me just go to his website too.
We're making him famous. We have to stop.
No. Trust me. We have no one. I don't
nine
have, we
viewers.
Don't, we don't have enough juice to make anyone famous. We can't make ourselves famous. Can you hear him?
Yo, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yo, what up? Oh, I can see your face, which makes it really awkward.
I thought
you
didn't
want to
see his face.
I didn't want to have that personal connection just yet.
So who's the black version of you? What's that movie called? Hitch?
Oh, Hitch.
Yeah, so Hitch. Here's my.
I think Hitch is kind of weird because he like stalks the ladies and like writes down their behaviors and what they like, and then he tells it to the guy. I feel like that's kind of a weird. It's like even more weird than what I do, in my opinion.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 25, but I look 12. So.
I know you have a little like Bo Burnham.
25 years old, huh?
So 25 years old. What made you become a dating coach?
So, yeah, basically, I kind of organically fell into it, I guess, kind of like
you just fucked a bunch of girls. You're like, hey, I could charge money to a bunch of Indian dudes and tell them how I do it.
I actually started from a very – it's like people see me now and they think, oh, it's a positive guy. He has a great life. But I started from a very, like, negative, dark, deep hole place. And so in 1 year, my mom passed away. My stepdad abandoned me. I had to, like, steal food to eat. And also I put my arm through a window. It got, like, 150 stitches. So it was, like, everything just happened at once.
Did you have medical insurance?
Did I have medical? Yeah, thank God.
Okay. That's so we still have to pay, like,
$10,000. I did watch John Q yesterday.
That's crazy.
So and then, basically,
and that,
I,
that
I,
happened.
I was,
that happened all in 1 year.
What? Yeah. Like what? How old?
Yeah,
were
that
you?
All happened in 1 year.
Jesus.
And then
I already killed myself.
Shortly after that, my sister got like postpartum depression.
I would have been a rich coach.
This happens after you give birth, and she fell into psychosis. So it's like when I'd go to see her in the hospital, she would look at me in the eyes and like she wouldn't even know who I was. Whoa. So it was like a lot of traumatic shit that happened all at once.
And how old were you at this time?
I was 12. So between 12 and 13.
Christ.
Yeah. So after being depressed for like 5-6 years, I just thought, you know what? I've felt this depression thing long enough. Let's see if we can try something else. So I moved away from South Florida. I moved to my grandparents' house, and they were thankfully very strict, and they like forced me to do lawn work and like clean their entire house and like forced me to like get a job and like all this other stuff. So that was like one key point. And then another was finding about self-development. So I was like 16. I found out about self-development, meditation, exercise, eating clean, making friends, playing sports, that kind of stuff. And then after that, I found out about game, which is like, you know, how to pick up girls. And I was like, hey, wait, I'm still too fucked up to do this. I'm going to wait 6 months before I traumatize some girl. So basically then I did my first approach. And my first approach was I approached this black girl in the rain who was like wearing she had an umbrella.
Was this a music video? It's a black girl in the rain.
And
black people don't like water.
That's why and she I had said, an umbrella, Carell. Wow.
Hey, I asked Barack Obama if we could get together later, and he said yes.
Hold on. You went up to her and you said, I asked Barack Obama if we get together later?
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
And I would have said yes. Oh. Yes, we can.
So
and then,
wait.
And then she laughs at you, dude, whatever.
So did you have girlfriends at all, or you were like, you were going through the shit, you heard about this thing called game, and you were like, I'm going to just see if it works.
Yeah, so I basically...
So it was more of an experiment, not like, hey, I'm just going to go out and try to meet a girl and, like, whatever, fuck her, date her, like,
yeah,
find
so
someone
I would,
to be with. You were actually just looking at this, like, as a numbers game. Like, let me see if I can execute this thing.
This is very sociopathy sounding.
Yeah, this is definitely Dexter-ish.
Yeah, very weird. usually, I think it's normal for men to just talk to women just like... So did you not speak to women at all?
No, I was really, really bad with girls. And yeah, I was basically just like I didn't even think that I could get a girl. So okay. I just trying this stuff out. It like each step of the way was just like this complete mind fuck. It was like, wait, a girl talked to me. Oh, wait.
Okay.
A girl kissed me. And it was just like this. Every time I'd go out, something new would happen. And it would be like it'd be like an epiphany almost. It's like, oh, my God. Then I'm like, I hooked up with some like fat girl and I was like, wow. So if a girl can like me, then maybe a cuter girl could like me. And it was just like this weird epiphany step by step from like depression to like being slightly more normal to like just working on myself in every way I can to doing my first approach is what we call it. Like when you approach a girl.
I mean, this is so this does sound very technical, like in a Dexter-ish kind of way. But look, like so you had his whole life like be completely illogical.
Right.
So I can see him trying to compartmentalize.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're 12 years old and shit hits a fan and then you go live at your grandparents 5 years later. So you're 17 years old, let's say 17, 18 years old. Right. When did you lose your virginity?
So I lost it when I was 20, which was about a year after I learned about game. And
I have a question.
Is pretty late.
Why do you keep calling it game?
Yeah,
like,
it's very odd.
It's a very odd way to put it. And you're talking to somebody who slept with over 500 women. I've never said I have game before. I just talk to a bitch. And
yeah, Kevin just makes a bitch
but
laugh.
But for him, it was like a systematic process.
But it seems like a systematic process with him.
But
right?
Now, was this a process where like you wanted to just fuck these girls or you wanted to see if the game or whatever you're calling it worked?
I always saw it as a journey that we go through because as men these days, we don't have anything difficult really that we go through. So that's why people are pursuing things like entrepreneurship, lifting. And for me, my like hero's journey was game. It's like the skill that taught me all other skills.
I'm sorry.
It's like the thing that like, if I didn't have the motivation to like meditate, but if I had like a girl who I wanted to go on a date with and I was like anxious, then it would
But you're 25. You should want to fuck girls. That's like what you're supposed to do.
Oh, no, no, I'm 40.
Yeah. I'm 40. The last thing I want to do is be around a woman. I want to be left alone you have 15, by myself.
Austin, you got 15 more years before you need a new
hobby. Like when you're 25, every dude is doing what you're doing, though. Every dude goes to a bar, not because they like the way fucking beer tastes. They go in there because they like the way pussy tastes.
Yeah.
They want to go there and get their dick sucked.
But you make money off of this now, right?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys don't find it easy or
there's an audience. There's a market for this.
100%.
Oh, definitely. We're not,
from an entrepreneurial standpoint, I can't knock this in any way because
well, usually what happens is that the kids who can't get pussy are smart enough to befriend people who do get pussy. And they just kind of get like the scraps. Mm-hmm. Not the scraps, so to speak, but like, oh my God, your friends are
like
so quiet.
Or you work hard enough to
like, oh, okay,
have money.
Then you can bang her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I wanted to jump on this because Kirill, you posted once, you were like, jokes and money are like Photoshop for ugly guys, which is very true.
Mm-hmm.
So
what,
that's true.
I wanted to go into that and say that I think everyone should learn, not everyone, but a large percentage of guys should learn game, just the skill of like going out.
Okay, so this is a very interesting question.
Other things into it.
I don't mean to interrupt you. What exactly is game? Is it just the art of I'm going to go and just talk to a girl and get her to come home with me or get her number? Like, what is
your end game?
So, yeah, I'll define it as conveying ideal masculine qualities quickly and effectively while building a connection with a girl.
Okay, so look.
Making me want to get married. So like,
he makes my skin
It's a very creepy thing.
It's a very, wow.
But like, do you, okay.
What is creepy about conveying masculine qualities?
Bruh, I think you should
exude that naturally. That shouldn't be a thing you're planning on exuding.
Okay, I agree. Like, it sounds...
Not every guy is naturally confident and amazing with girls. Like, most
guys
are actually quite bad with girls.
I agree 100% with you, but I think faking it is pretty creepy.
Yeah.
If you want to go get laid, there's plenty of ways to get laid.
I don't tell people to fake it. I tell people to gradually push into these things. So if they've never led a girl anywhere, how about leading your friends? Like when you want to go somewhere to eat, lead a group of friends, lead people, be a leader in general, so that you can convey that when you're with a girl.
I think I just have a problem with the word game.
Yeah,
because everything else you're saying makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, when you want to meet a girl, you want to look good, you want to look like a guy, you want to be, you know, cleaned up. You don't want to be a slob. Those are all things that we all do when we look in the mirror. Like, all right, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to. Otherwise, why go out if you're not going to put 100% of it into you? I think the word game is just the only thing that keeps throwing me because it sounds more like a job and less like I'm going to go have fun and meet some girls instead of executing step A, B, C, D. But once again, I'm saying I come from a perspective of I never had game. Any girls I talked to or fucked were just because I just talked to them.
Yeah, so you have what's called, like, you have status, you have money, you
this
also
is before,
have
no, no,
like
no, no.
The,
yeah, but he
no,
didn't
no.
always.
When Kirill was a loser, like, 3 years ago.
I was a loser for my whole life. I'm still a loser.
Like, 3 years ago, like, he had a girlfriend, like, but there was no, like, money coming in. There was, like, no, like, he wasn't
and
the slut.
I cheated on her all the time.
He was just some fucking dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you just, like, to me, the way it always worked for me was I was just fun. Like, I knew I wasn't going to be the best-looking guy in the room. I knew I wasn't the guy with the money in the room. I was just going to be the fun guy. And I might not fuck you tonight, but I'll fuck you in a month.
I would just neg the fuck out of these girls and they would just bang me.
Yeah, Kevin brings the girls down to his level, and then they're like, this is all I can get.
Yeah.
I think that the game... whole thing, it feels very manipulative from like a female perspective. Like,
you wear makeup and high heels.
I usually wear
women do. Like, women are it's
that's
both
true,
of us
yeah.
are lying,
right? But it's on a whole other level because it's going into like your personality, and it's very deceptive, and it's like premeditated, and
the
whole thing seems very creepy and weird.
Basically, say I'm an Indian guy and I keep going back.
You
to
keep
this,
saying Indian guys
because
you're
I feel like
you guys are good
like,
looking. You know,
I feel like Indian guys are
they have it the hardest.
Show
they
bobs.
Have it the hardest, but I think if you're going to tell an Indian guy who's quiet and shy, be like, yo, put on a leather jacket, go like say some fucking sweet phrases and get this girl home. If you're just going to fuck her, that's fine. But if he wants to date her, she's going to be like, yo, dude, that was all a sham. Like
they're going to figure out eventually.
Yeah. So basically, it's all about becoming the man that naturally attracts girls versus trying to use techniques. Techniques are what a lot of other people teach.
So you're teaching people more to be like, hey, this will help you. You just got to fully change. You can't just like, okay, execute this at the bar to get your dick sucked. You're telling them to like, hey, these are steps you should take and carry through the rest of your life.
Yeah. So I teach 3-day programs, and before they even come on program, I have them do steps like NoFap. So a lot of guys are addicted to porn. No, I get them off of that. I get them on meditation.
Why can't you jerk off?
And I get them eating clean. Jerking off is fine once a week, but most people are addicted to porn, so it kind of like keeps that cycle going.
It's good for you. I need to jerk off once a day so I don't kill someone.
Do you need porn to jerk off though? Like every time?
Yes.
I'm 41 and my doctor says I have an amazing prostate, and I told him I masturbate every day.
Bro, I could go in a bathroom, just be like, ding, 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 1 minute, boom. I don't need porn. Guys need porn.
Prove it.
Jax, go jerk off right now in my bathroom.
Squirt in my mouth.
I'm good.
I'll suck that right up.
Okay, so at what point?
You said that 4 years ago.
At what point did you realize that you could teach this?
What'd you say?
At what point did you realize you could teach this? Because I'll be honest with you.
No. I want to know how much did you get paid the first time? Like when you like telling your friends, or so like, dude, you're fucking crazy. Like, who was the one person who you got like laid that was like, all right, this motherfucker's for real?
Yeah, so I had two mentors. One was I had one for 3 years, and basically I learned everything pretty much under him, as well as my own like experimentation, et cetera. But yeah, so I learned under him, and I basically assisted him on these boot camps, and I learned how to teach.
And who was his, who was his individual though?
He doesn't want to give him any love. It's AustinSummers.com.
No, I have to say his name. I'm just asking. Like, so he did this for a living as well. Like, he did this as well. Like, he was a matchmaker, so to speak.
He's just like really, really good with girls.
See,
like,
can I say something though? You're a good looking young kid.
Faggot.
Thank you.
I'm calling Krill a faggot, not you.
So that's a rim. But like to me, I think if somebody like me or uglier taught this class, I think that would be more I'd have better results.
Yeah,
the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're good looking. Like, you should have no trouble getting laid. So I like,
thank
I'm
you,
some.
Oh, you mean
I'm,
him?
Yeah. So if I'm like some fat schmuck, which I am, and I went to you and I was like, oh, help me get laid, I'd be like, there's no way he can help me get laid. Look how good looking he is. Like, he obviously gets pussy. What can you do for me? What can you, like, what?
Like,
honestly, he sounds more like a life coach than a dating coach.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he's almost giving the guy confidence to be able to talk to women.
If you marketed yourself as that, I wouldn't even look at you like you were creepy.
Yeah, but the problem is, guys though don't want to hire a life coach. They want to
get
a fucking my dick suck coach.
I guess
he's
you
a
have
dick suck
to.
Coach.
Do you think it's harder for your line of work now with dating apps?
Actually, not really, because I think a lot of
you're telling
them
how to talk.
Have, like they've tried dating apps and stuff. They haven't gotten success, or they've just. They're kind of done with it because the girls are usually less attractive than online, or they just don't know how to like convey those qualities to get the girl home. They don't know how to seed the pool, like tell her like, hey, let's watch a movie at my place. Hey, let's go to this restaurant. Let's go to this bar before going to my place.
You guess a lot of girls
they don't
use
know
it as
those
free
certain
dinners
principles.
Also.
They don't know those steps. So, I don't really think dating apps kind of.
Do you feel like you prey off of autistic people?
No, I'm pretty Asperger-y myself.
But I think we're all
me
fucking
too.
Weird. Like, there's too much going on around us in the world for us not to be like a little nutty.
Yeah, yeah.
I think mental health issues are overrated.
Yeah.
Like all
do you guys
want to
know like
yes?
Oh, do you guys want to know like the top 5 types of students that I get?
Let's hear.
Yes.
So I basically get 5 types, and I've pretty much everyone falls into these categories. So the first is like the self-development addict, who you'll find that like. The Tony Robbins seminar, he gets business coaching as a personal trainer. He just wants to learn like and be the best in everything.
Okay.
Then I have like the shy guys who are like, they're pretty normal. They have a bit of social anxiety and they just need to like learn the process of game and desensitize themselves to talking to girls.
I think you should just not
just stop saying game. It makes me hate you. Like, I hate you.
Yeah,
when you say
yeah.
Game.
That actually
game
comes
is such
from like the
word.
Rap community. It comes from the rap. It just means how good you are.
Black guys, he says it to you.
That's it's such an off-putting word because it has that double meaning where it sounds like it's a game and
running game, but like no one likes getting game run on them. Okay. That's a negative thing.
But the train though.
Success with women.
Yeah, but the doofuses that pay him money are probably like, yo, bro, I got
sick game, bro. Yo, it's bro. Like, yo, Deepak, shut up, faggot.
Deepak.
See, he is Indian.
I always have Deepak in my DMs, dude.
Wait, one second. What'd you say?
So that you said doofuses. Yeah, the next one is dumb guys. So these are guys with like low IQ.
All of us.
And these guys struggle with everything in their lives, including women. So it takes them a little bit longer to learn, but they usually have like fewer inhibitions, so they can actually.
Now, are the dumb ones usually the better looking ones?
What'd you say?
Are the dumb ones usually?
No, the dumb, good looking ones always get laid.
You never know.
Just you can't be dumb and ugly.
Do you know how many retards I've fucked?
Jesus.
Can I say that?
Yeah, well, you can say whatever you want.
I use the hard D.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
Triggered.
Yeah.
She fucks those too. Oh, you said triggered. Sorry, I heard this.
Whoa. How much offensive material can we cram?
So, what would you say is your success rate? And don't like fluff the numbers. We can all be honest here. Like,
I'm taking 20% off, so it's fine.
If I come to you and I'm like, look, I just want to fuck a girl. I'm a virgin. What would you say my chances would be? If I'm not me, whatever, like I'm just some guy off the street.
Just starting would be very low, like 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000.
He's very honest. Even less than
so you're basically...
That's very honest.
You put him on like
six
a
months
month
of coaching,
plan.
Can get 1 out of 10 girls that... If you convey those qualities properly, you step to the girl properly, you can get 1 out of 10 girls.
I mean, I think honestly though, if all you need to do and what you're doing for these guys is you're just giving them confidence, which is a feat in and of itself, but that's all they need. Because once you go out, it's a game of numbers. If I have enough confidence to talk to 50 girls, 2 of them will suck my dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then afterward it's just it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like business in a way. You know how like for you, you have like an Instagram of a million followers and then you funnel people toward your products. Certain amount can go to the checkout page, a certain amount buy. Yep. And that's kind of the same with game. It's like you approach 100 girls, maybe 10 like your overall vibe or your race or your status or anything about you.
Yeah, and then some will abandon the shopping cart and then you send them an email and then they finally check out. So that's the girl that comes around in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's why Instagram's actually really good.
Instagram's great for getting laid.
It's probably better than any dating app.
I would have trouble because I think you're very young. And I think what's your demo of like guys? Your age? There can't be guys older than 25.
Between 20 and 35 is my biggest demographic.
Wow. Damn.
How many girls would you say you fucked?
Around 180.
Okay.
I don't keep track anymore, but I'd
who says around 100? Why wouldn't you say around 200?
No, because he's crazy.
I stopped counting it.
It's the game. He every step is carefully.
It's
around 183.
I died for this shit.
I know.
Oh boy. How much does
like a service? Like what would it, okay, are these people local or this is all like web-based?
So basically I travel the world. I do seminars and I've done seminars and boot camps in 4 continents now. So that's like, I think like,
do you have a pretty big following?
This, sweetheart. whoa. Yeah. You do this in other places?
Yeah, I've done this like South America, Asia, Europe, Canada.
They don't speak English.
I just finished a program in New York.
Jax, would you go on his program and get paid to fuck his customers for a certain amount of money?
Then I'd be a prostitute, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but you'd be
how much money are we talking?
But you'd be a comedian who's making money.
Oh, that's true.
You'd be a working comic.
Is this a paid
working comic, then.
Can I use it as a credit?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is the funniest podcast I've been on.
No, so welcome to your first podcast.
You fucking cocksuckers are the same before you did.
You're getting
so
good.
Bad. That's kind of a... Okay. And
I have a question. Is it really hard for kids these days to not get laid? With everything that's at their fingertips, I feel like
Kevin, have you seen all the guys that come to our parties?
No, but I'm just telling you, as a male in at my age, when I was younger, it was way harder to pick up girls because I didn't have a phone in my hand to like go swipe at people all day.
But
so if I was in a bar, I had if I didn't get this girl's number, I was fucked. So I had to make sure I had a time frame. I was like, I get in the club at 1, I leave her at 4. I have 3 hours to see. All right, hot girl, I got to find her now. The club's going to close soon. They're still here. You only have that time frame to do it. Now I see a girl in a club, I could just look at that tag from the club and I could just go sift through 1,000 photos and find her. Yeah. Not that I've done it before.
Yeah, yeah, but the
that.
Difference is you're coming.
You, 1,000 photos, Kevin?
The thing is, though, you've lived through both generations.
Right.
So you have the social skills from the time where you had to have social skills.
Right. Yeah.
Like these kids this day, like they think that they run everything. Like, I'll swipe right or left. It's their choice.
Yeah.
Like, these guys think they have so much power, but they just don't know how to talk to a girl. That's why you see all those DMs on the internet. We're like, oh, fuck you, bitch, if you're not going to send me tits. It's like, because these guys never learned how to talk.
Mm.
You have the talking skills coupled with the whores on Instagram. That's it. You're the man now.
Yeah.
But, like, most of these kids have never interacted with a girl in real life.
Valid point.
Yeah, and to add on to that, like, especially with the dating app thing, you're competing against, like, hundreds or thousands of guys in these girls' like messages. So you're just another message to her versus, like, if you meet her in real life and she has a connection with you, she's like, man, I met this guy in real life. It sticks out in my mind.
No editing. No editing in this show.
Sorry, I got a phone call for some reason halfway through this. What were you saying?
Is it the banana phone ringer?
Oh, I said when you are only online dating, you're competing against hundreds and thousands of guys in her like inbox, in her like Tinder. And when you meet a girl in real life, you can convey like who you are to her. So it's not a mystery. And also, if you have a connection with her, there's a good vibe. Like, she remembers that way, way, way much more. And you stick out in her mind versus the thousands of guys in her Tinder messages.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I have never met a man on the internet. I have never online dated. I don't respond to any sort
Jax,
of game.
You're a girl with
whatsoever.
Big fake titties. Like, it's not that hard for you to get laid.
I don't fuck. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I feel
what?
Like.
What? Is this a new thing? Like,
I haven't.
Five
okay,
minutes
no, I'm going to be
when's the last time you fucked?
Like
good question.
Two months ago.
2 months ago.
What wow. was his. If he was arrested, would he be shot on site? If he was pulled over?
No, he was arrested.
No. I'm asking if he's black.
You have your answer right there.
No, I'm saying he is.
What, are her parents hit that button?
We have two orphans on the
show.
Anyway, we're all orphans, okay?
Austin, when's the last time you fucked?
I don't fuck. I make love.
No, we. Austin keeps a track of like every stroke.
Yeah.
He's
it's like, all track.
I feel,
fitness.
You know what?
Oh, good question.
American Psycho.
I wear a Fitbit
that's
on
what
my...
it is.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. What do you tell these guys to do in bed? Do you tell them how to have sex properly or what to do
oh
in bed?
Oh, my God. Do you teach a sex class?
I do. Dude, funny enough,
yes.
I pulled with my student in Vegas, and we had a shared hotel room, so we had to fuck in the same room after we met each other like 9 hours before.
Question.
So you, but wait. So you went, you and him, just you wingman for him. And you kind of like were like, yo, let's go find two girls. And you guys did, and you both fucked.
Where'd you meet them?
Yeah. XS in Vegas.
Okay.
Not hard to find and drug a girl.
Where was this guy from, though?
Oh, he's from the U.S.
A little more specific.
I can't give too much background on my students.
Right.
I,
East Coast or West Coast?
You're not a doctor. There's no
Arizona,
patient confidentiality.
Arizona. Yeah. Okay, Arizona guy.
HIPAA.
Do you have, you literally have, like, testimonials on your site. It was this guy. What state was he from? Like, did he travel to Vegas?
He was from Arizona. So
he traveled to Vegas. He didn't want to do it in his town.
And you flew to meet him. So he did he pay for your services?
He's a doctor. He was an Indian.
Of course he was
Indian. Yeah,
of course he was Indian.
My services. Oh, I sound like a whore.
You
We're all whores. Let's all leave it at that.
So he's a doctor and you guys had a shared room, so he's not a good doctor.
Because he couldn't afford to sleep.
And Vegas is like $30 a night for a room.
So like you went to the club. So like, did you like make him make the initial move, or you're like, no, watch the man work? Like, what'd you do? Did you like alpha male him, or did you just bait
him? We've been talking to them for like 2 hours, and like it was getting pretty intense in excess. So we just
did you guys do anything in the club? You tell him like, yo, like rub her pussy a little bit through her jeans.
What?
You never done that. You never fingered a girl in the club.
Me personally, yes, I have at your party, but it can often backfire because
the girl gets all validated and stuff, and then she doesn't want to like.
No, well, good thing there's 1,000 of them in the club.
Hold on a second. So, so did you tell her to make out with the girl in the club? Like,
yeah,
like what do you tell her to do sexual wise?
Ear whispering and stuff like that. Also, I on boot camp during the day, I film him and I listen in and I. Like, he has an earpiece in, and I tell him,
this
like, what to,
so
what to say. What to
fucking
do.
Cool. I have a question for you.
I would do this.
I have a question for you. Where in Florida
times.
Are you?
I'm from Boca Raton.
Okay.
Oh, my parents are in Boca.
It's
where
like
in Boca are you? We're in Boca. Like, whereabouts?
Well, do you know Delray Beach?
Yeah, I know Delray. Yeah, very familiar.
Austin, do you have any clients coming up there? Because I have a gig in Orlando, and I would die to have you come and bring one of your students, and I would love to see this in action.
Wait, are you guys in Orlando?
I'm going to be in Orlando July 19th.
Oh, dude, I'm traveling to Europe.
Fuck.
So I'll be in Europe for the next 3 months.
We have to.
I would
love
you
to see this.
You should take his class.
I would like to take your class.
Documented. It'd be funny.
We should. This might be kind of.
You could probably get a hot girlfriend after it.
Shit.
You're the meanest. Like, why?
Oh.
She knows I like her.
You're always shots fired. Why can't you ever just be a good person?
I meant the wrong. I meant the wrong.
Kevin.
That's what you're doing, stupid.
So negative. No,
now, Austin, do you have a girlfriend or no?
No, I did for 3 years while I was doing all this.
So wait, you out of your 5 years of sexual activity, 3 you were wifed up. So there's 2 years you banged 179
Was it the black girl with the umbrella
girls.
Or no?
No. It was an open relationship.
Whoa, you're swinger?
Do you let other guys fuck her?
I said,
Kevin's asking if
you're
a swinger.
Swingers?
Oh, no, I'm not a swinger. We did have threesomes, but with girls.
Oh.
Well, that's your dick.
Have you ever kissed a man?
It's like, wow, that's not cool.
Have you ever
cuckolded?
Cuckold.
Sorry, what is that?
Cuckold.
You sat in the corner and watched another man fuck your girl, and then he comes
over
your face.
No, gracias.
Have you ever,
no, gracias.
Have you ever been in the room with a student who's fucking and you just sat there and, like, gave instructions?
In Vegas.
No, gave instructions.
Okay.
Slow
no,
down, boy.
But I'd like
slow
to,
down, champ.
He would like to do that. He's a sociopath.
No,
he's a crazy
you,
man.
I would do that, too.
What?
I do.
Oh, what, a little to the left?
I've done that to Val before. The first time I met Val, Val was in the room, and Val's like, I don't hook up with this girl. I said,
was
Val?
He circumcised or uncircumcised at the time?
He never has been
Val?
Circumcised.
He got circumcised as an adult.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He's a liar.
I thought he said he did.
No, I did.
So I have a question. So when you tell these guys when they get in the bedroom with them, what is the first move you tell them to do? Like, what are your sexual things you tell them to do? Like, do you teach them how to, like...
Lock the doors.
Like, do you tell them to, like, don't eat her out? Like, just finger her, how to finger her? Like, do you, like... What's, like, the, you know, first base, second base, third base, fucking her? Like what other stages you get them to with that?
I'm pretty traditional. Like, first base is holding hands, second base is hugging, third base is.
Oh my god! You're building
kissing.
Robots. You're
and
like programming
fourth base
robots.
Is anal.
Fourth base is anal.
I like
for who?
This kid.
No, dude. I have like a 40-minute video on this. Actually, I basically like
link
everything
us
from like
ASAP.
Making
Wait, is
out
it on your
girl,
website?
Fulfilling her fantasies. No, it's actually not on her site.
No. Where is this video so our 4 listeners can check it out? Yeah.
Okay, here,
I'm gonna watch it tonight with Jackson. I'm like, love to her the way you tell
is
me
it
to do
on
it.
Your website?
And
Austin,
like, you go
it's Austin
yourself.
Summers. He gently, sent me like.
It's actually my friend.
So guys,
gently caress your butt talks with your left hand
is
as your
a
right
Facebook
hand is caressing your hair.
Oh, I wanted to ask you. Are you? What is your number one tip for guys? Besides,
mine?
Wait, was it the Instagram thing?
For my real number one tip, when people like, I think you should just be. I strongly believe that. I don't think that there is a soulmate. So I think you can have, like, you can connect with millions of people. It's just be yourself. You just got to be, I think everyone can be funny. And I think you just got to, I think sense of humor goes way further than anything. Because looks will go away. And then you're just left with your personalities. So I think you just got to be real. And if you're like a weirdo, you're just going to find yourself a weirdo. And if it's like, I know that, like, the sluts that you want to fuck are going to be in the club, but if you're not a club kid, you're going to stand out the whole time, and you're not going to get laid. So you should go to your scene. If you're, like, a doofus that plays Dungeons & Dragons, stay in your scene. Like, I have no business being in, like...
A gym?
A gym. Yeah. Well, yeah. When people are like, oh, you can meet a girl at a gym, I'm like, I don't belong in a gym.
Right. Stay in your lane. Yeah, I made a video about that on my Instagram. Like, ugly guys they're in my DMs, like, they're attractive. I'm like, bro, like, literally, like, I'm sorry, but a lot of Indian guys, a lot of Deepaks are in my DMs, and they're like really thinking they're, I want to bring you on a date. Like, I look at, dude, they're fucking hideous. I'm like, no, am I ugly? Like, what the fuck?
No, come on. It's a numbers game. But like, it, even if a Hawkeye slid in your DMs, would you wonder?
No, I wouldn't answer him still, but I would be like, okay, this makes sense.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. There,
first I got boot off Wild and Out.
Hot pants for McGillicuddy.
All of a sudden, she's
no,
like,
I'm talking about like straight ones, not even like twos or threes. These are ones. They're not
sometimes
fours
you gotta
like
get
you
back
guys.
A little. You know?
See, what are we?
Sometimes you gotta hit rock bottom to crawl out.
True. I've done it before.
You know, sometimes you gotta dance in the
rain. Proof.
Sometimes you gotta dance in the rain to appreciate the rainbow. I don't know. What that
I don't know.
Is.
Would you read it off of your girlfriend's wall?
No, her mom's walls. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, that I was thinking we have kind of similar things. Like we make money in a way that feminists hate. And a way that, like, society doesn't even really show you a way to make money.
Yeah, but I don't think Kirill is creepy.
Oh, I'm still creepy. But the thing is, well, it's two different. I mean, I think the thing we have in common is, yes, I guess we have an entrepreneurial spirit, per se. I just don't care if people get laid.
Yeah. It's my duty.
It's a
See,
pretty
the thing
narcissistic
is, though, we come
thing.
From, yeah, but we come from two different backgrounds. Like, you come from, you know, all the shit that you went through. So maybe a part of you wants to help people. So yeah, I mean, I don't really come from like a broken home. I guess that's why I could just make fun of people all day on the internet. I don't really care about helping anyone. Well, it just got dark.
You really sucked the air out of the room with that one.
No, that's all right.
What does your girlfriend think about what you do?
She doesn't give a shit. She's too old. She's just like, whatever. I mean, the thing is, though, it's like everything, you know, the image you portray is not really who you are. It's a character. Mm-hmm. It's an exaggerated character. Like, you're not really talking, thinking game 24/7, even though that's what you portray yourself to be on the internet. I pour champagne and put my stickers on tits for 6 hours a week. The other 100 plus hours.
I feel like at this point you're just desensitized to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It's just another day at the office. Yeah. It's fun.
It's beyond desensitized.
It's fun to me. People are like, oh my God, you get to see tits. I'm like, when I put a girl's head in the toilet and gave her a swirly, that was way more fun than doing anything because I was like, I just did something different. Like I needed that. It's like heroin. It's like, you're just chasing the high. I'm chasing the next stupid thing I can get someone to do while they're drunk.
Yeah. Same reason I do anal.
What percentage of your customers are black, Austin?
Probably like 10%.
Yeah, I figured. It'd be way less, but...
Yeah, that's $3,000 a lot of money.
Well, you were going there. I was saying black people are just confident as fuck.
By the way, Jack's left.
I'm right here.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. In general, black people have to be less direct and like more calm and use more empathy. And then like people from Asian backgrounds need to be more direct, more like ballsy.
You know what? I give him props though for that's like some scientific shit he's done.
It's not though.
That's kind of cool. Like he's like it's the same way like
he's
we
generalizing.
So do you? It's called jokes.
But he's not joking. He's serious.
Yeah, but like, well, how do you think we like track animals? We know everything about other species of animals because we've studied them.
I guess
he studies virgins. What are you saying?
Yeah, was that guy in Vegas, was he a virgin?
No, he was actually 45.
45?
Oh!
Yeah, he got out of a marriage.
Oh, this is what
oh,
I mentioned.
That's why.
This is the question I had. Have you had any gay customers?
No, but that would be hilarious.
What would be
that would be so easy.
Yeah.
What do you?
Yeah, because two dudes just want to fuck.
Dudes want to suck dick all day.
There's no game.
Okay.
There's
another
just,
question.
Like,
any girl customers? Their girls like I'm just like I don't know what's wrong with me blah blah blah. Maybe Jax could take the class.
I want to take the class.
Not for boot camp, but for seminar. I've had there's a lesbian chick in named Ola actually.
So you could name the woman, but you couldn't say where the guy lived. The coach.
He said Arizona
because he's all about fucking
this
women.
Girl, like, this girl had a lesbian pickup chick.
This girl a lesbian what?
She had a lesbian pickup channel, like where she would like teach girls how
What's
to like
a lesbian
meet
makeup
girls.
Channel.
Pickup channel.
Oh, pickup channel. Oh.
Okay.
I think we should send Jax to do one of your seminars.
I'll do it. Can I live stream it on Twitch?
Forget it. It's over.
Never mind. Well, if there's nothing in it for me, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, just maybe.
I'm not
going
to suffer through that.
Maybe an experience.
That is content. Twitch is content.
No, like content in your brain you could use for a future date on the stage.
No.
You do that again?
It was a good stretch.
What would your opening line be? All right, autismos. This is too manipulative. You fuck faces.
No, I'd be like, what's
Jax
up?
Jax is taking notes right now for her stand-up.
I'd walk in the room. I'd be like, when I pick up a guy, I just look at him for a little extra long, and then he knows. And then he'll see me, and then he'll come up to me, and that's it. That's how I pick up guys.
And that's how easy it is being a woman.
Just out of curiosity, did I approach you?
I don't remember. I was drunk.
Do I?
Do you guys believe in chemistry?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I took it in sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth.
No, you have to have chemistry, because at the end of the day, like, you could fuck all you want. But then you have to, like, sit next to them afterwards. And I'll tell you something. That's the main reason why I don't have a lot of sex anymore, because I can't deal with the 8 minutes later having to talk to them. So I think to myself, I look at, like, a numbers game, right? I look at it and go, all right, if I call this girl up, if I actually answer her text and say, come over, she has to come here. We're going to talk for a half hour. I'm going to have to give a fuck about her life, which I really don't give a fuck about. Then I'm going to have to set up all the toys in the room and do everything else. It's another 20 minutes. Then I'm going to get it. We're going to hook up, blah, blah, blah. It's 40 minutes goes by. And then, like, I'm like, it's just, I'm investing 3.5 hours here. By the time she leaves, it'll be 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be fucking exhausted. Or I could just jerk off in 8 minutes, call it a day, and I'm back to normal again.
That's how I
but
feel.
You don't feel the same way. You don't like going to their apartment because that's the easy way. You fuck them and leave.
I don't go to their places because I just don't like going to their places.
Yeah, you're too old. Like, you're like, I have my place.
Like, I have, like, my tool shed ready to go. I open up a couple drawers. I got this. I got that. You know?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You have, like, the whole arsenal.
Kevin fucks with, like, baseball bats.
When we had sex, you didn't use weird stuff on me.
No, I liked having sex with you. That's
Kevin actually really liked you.
I actually liked having sex with you.
Yeah, we had, like, regular sex.
Well, there's one that we got really drunk. We had, like after we were just, like, fighting for a little bit.
We had hate sex.
We did. She was spitting in my mouth.
Was
that
my birthday?
Spitting in her mouth.
Oh, yeah, spit in your mouth. That was cool.
It was, like, after my birthday at
Riffraff. Oh, my God. I still remember that.
Yes, I remember, too. Fuck, I forgot about that.
That was just your butt done. Yeah. And the next day, Chris was like, what was her butt like? I was like,
I got my hips done, dude. Not my. It's my side.
All that black cuck. Yeah. Fucking, she needed a realignment.
And I had a question.
That was in me.
That was actually him under the line.
Oh, God.
What we should all talk about sexual fantasies that we have, or fetishes that we're into.
Really, I don't really have any fantasies. Listen.
What's he with? Fine, Austin.
At my age, I've already done every fantasy. There's nothing I haven't done that I haven't wanted to do before. There really isn't. Like, this crazy girl's like, tell me what you want me to do for you that you've never done before. I'm like, literally, you could jump off the jump out of the fucking balcony because I've never seen a girl kill herself.
All right. Here would be the true test of your skill is if you went out to One Oak in L.A.
Okay.
And you bagged.
Avenue's bigger now, though, right?
What did you say?
Whatever. The point is you taking down a celeb.
That would be very difficult.
Well, that would be the true test of game.
Yeah.
Anybody could fuck a 3, 5, a 7, a 9 in a club. Now you've got to overcome status and have her come to your level. You've got to pull her away from her walls and have her be human to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That would be the true test of game. I don't have game. I've never fucked a celeb.
You could have.
I could have.
I guess I have D-list celebrities.
And what you said about taking sex further, I agree with. Like, now it's like I try to do POV porn with girls.
Like, you make
so
it?
Like, do you upload it?
No, I never upload it. Because you need 2 valid forms of ID and, like, written consent. So, and I wouldn't want to upload it for myself anyway. But, yeah, like, filming with, like, a good camera, good lighting, like, daddy-daughter role play. It's just, like, legit.
That's super weird. The daddy-daughter role play isn't as weird as...
Don't judge my fetishes.
Bro, I'm not judging your fetish.
I'm 100% judging.
I'm not judging your fetish. I'm judging you for being so serial killery. It's like the studio lighting and the good camera.
He grew up without parents. He doesn't know.
So what? My dad molested me. I'm regular.
Whoa. What happened?
Oh, my God.
Daddy knows a good pussy when he sees it. I'll tell you that much.
Where's the drum?
Where's the drum?
You're missing it.
My daddy molested me.
All right, so we have the link for these kids thing for the video. Okay. We'll put on the
thing. Yeah. So, yeah, because we're going on fucking 2 hours already.
Damn.
Austin, when you're in New York or wherever in the same city, we have to link up. I really want to see this in action. I'm very curious. And I really... I think you're a crazy person, but in like... but that's okay. That's okay. We're all crazy. Like
we are.
I think... you're very
in your like, words we're all trash.
Yeah, like the way you're OCD about what you do, I'm OCD about other things. I just, you know, it's just we're like we said, we come from different upbringings. I'm trying to be polite here, but you are very Dexterish.
Yeah,
like I feel like you keep like slides in your house somewhere of every girl.
Yeah, it's do you have tarps set up in your home?
I want to
yes
see. Yeah, see
knew it.
No, it's funny enough.
He does. Look, he actually fucking does. I knew it.
No, I black out the windows because I sleep like until like 2 p.m. every day and the light comes in. But yeah, that is pretty weird, I guess, if you just walk in and see a house all blacked out.
Yeah, that's very
My
odd.
Assistant's laughing because he has to set them up.
anyway,
right, so are we wrapping this?
Yeah. So I need you to plug your shit. I'm going to it's austensummers.com and it's AustenSummers.com.
Yeah, and YouTube's my main platform, so Austin Summers on YouTube as well. If you type that in, any wrong spelling, it'll come up correctly, pretty much.
Sweet. You know, guys, if you were listening to this, you know.
And you want
to
get laid and you can't go to one of our parties.
Hit up Austin. Thanks for being on.
Oh, yeah, thanks, guys. You guys have been really, really fun. And Jax, Kevin.
Pleasure, buddy.
Thanks,
pleasure.
Austin.
All right, dude.
Keep that cock wet, kiddo.
I'd never be alone with you, but you seem cool.
Well, Austin's white, so you're fine.
I'll send you our sex tape. Jack and I are gonna make. Jack's right. Gonna make later.
All right, dude.
I'll slide into your DMs, Jax.
Oh, okay. Please do.
Cool.
All right, dude.
All right, peace out.
Everybody else has. Wow, that kid is gonna kill somebody.
We've never talked to a potential school. He's too old to be a school shooter.
You know that's
you know what though?
There's you know like that a show on Netflix called Manhunt. He's gonna be on it one day.
Yeah.
Howdy, y'all. If you just do me a favor and hit that subscribe button right over there, that'd be real nice. You know, I like growing my channel, I like helping you guys out, and hitting that subscribe button helps a lot. See you off yonder now.